It's -3 and cloudy at 5 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Penny. There is now a new bus that takes residents from Brighton to Trenton. Lashana Blair-White has the story.
The new bus that goes from Brighton to Trenton was created with seniors in mind, says Shelley Akers, the Accessibility Center administrator.
So they picked some spots that were fairly common areas to where most people that don't have transportation would be in some of the populated areas.
The bus will run each day, Monday to Friday, and stop in strategic locations.
So it's just an opportunity to come into town. They can, you know, do some shopping. They can go to the lab if they've got doctor's appointments. They can go to the hospital here. And they can kind of set it on this schedule, so it kind of gives them the flexibility.
While Akers says the program is only temporary until March, depending on its success, she said the center plans to roll out bigger marketing campaigns in the coming weeks. Lashana Blair-White, QNET News, Belleville.
A new station for volunteer firefighters will soon open in Belleville. Sean McIntosh has the details.
The new facility, which is located on Old Highway 2, just east of Mitchell Road, will be replacing the number 3 station on Point Anne Road. Bruce Griatrix is the deputy chief of Belleville Fire. He says the station could open as soon as this week.
There's a few things that we have to finish up on the building and then get the building officials over there to do their final inspection and so that we can get occupancy of the building. Once that's done, we'll be moving the trucks in there right away so we can start doing emergency calls out of that building.
He adds that this was a change that needed to be made.
We've just outgrown that building, and it's a century-old building. Back in 1969, when the township of Thurlow established a fire department, the volunteers had taken that building, converted it over to a fire hall. And it was a 100-year-old building then, so here we are 40 years later.
Belleville Fire has also sent in a request for another station, according to Greatrix. He says in a couple weeks, a request for a number 5 station located on Hoskins Road will be sent out. Sean McIntosh, QNET News, Belleville.
A tribute to John Lennon will take place this Valentine's Day weekend in Belleville. Andy Forgy, lead vocalist for the band All You Need Is Love, tells QNET News why they chose John Lennon.
He was the cool one. He was the rebel. There was something about him. He had a certain glint in his eye that just made me want to listen to more of his music. Doing it on Valentine's weekend, I think, is very apropos because John Lennon wrote so many songs about love, from All You Need Is Love to a song called Love, and it was to She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. It was always about love with John.
The show will take place at the Empire Theater on Saturday night at 8 p.m. That's QNET News on 91X to 503 in sports. There's still hope for the Moira Trojans volleyball team to make the playoffs. QNET News' Rebecca Bartlett has a story.
The Moira Trojans are having a rough start to the senior girls volleyball season. They traveled to Brighton Tuesday night to take on the East Northumberland Secondary School Blue Dragon. The Blue Dragons took the first set 18-25, but Moira won a close second set 25-22. In the set that determined who won the game, Moira couldn't pull off a win and dropped the set 23-25. Although the Trojans have only won a single game all season, Kirsten Miracle still thinks they can make it to CASA.
Yeah, because the top 8 teams make it, so if we just focus one game at a time, we'll be able to do it.
Bay of Quinte Senior Girls Volleyball Championships will take place at Bayside Secondary School on Wednesday, February 17th. Rebecca Bartlett, QNET News, Brighton.
There are 3 games tonight in the NHL. Sidney Crosby looks to continue his hot streak, having scored in a career-high 7 straight games. Crosby and the Penguins are home to the Rangers tonight, and Pittsburgh will be without Evgeny Malkin, who is out with a lower body injury. Defenseman Dion Phaneuf and the Ottawa Senators are in Detroit tonight to take on the Red Wings, and Vancouver will take the ice in Arizona to play the Coyotes. The Coyotes have lost 4 straight going into tonight's game. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnews@gmail.com. The 3-day forecast for Belleville, it's currently -3 and cloudy. Tomorrow will be -13 with a mix of sun and cloud. Friday is a high of -4 with scattered flurries. And Saturday has a high of -20 with a mix of sun and clouds. At 5:05, it's -3. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tyler Penny. News on 91X next at noon tomorrow.